thanks for tuning in to my very first podcast. My name is Jessica Bellacci, and today I'll be discussing how the concept of learning through discovery has affected me as a professional and as a person. First off, my professional view. The method of learning through discovery is pretty much why I became a teacher, though it may not have had a term at the time. As a child, I loved school, but somewhere around sixth grade, everything turned into books, facts, and testing, and very little interactive learning. As a teen, I was completely bored with school, but I had mastered the art of regurgitating facts in multiple choice form. The few assignments I remember vividly from high school are all projects that I had a lot of choice in, either in the form of the final project, or in the content, or both. Much of this wasn't until senior year, though, and many people have similar stories from high school experiences, just like Tony Wagner points out in Chapter 5 of The Global Achievement Gap. Outside of school, I was a bit of a nerd and loved to read and visit the library, picking up random books as well as those I came for. One example I recall is when I taught myself how to make bread from scratch when I was in ninth grade, with an outdated, yet still useful recipe book that I had brought home from the library. Now learning is very different. As one of Wagner's students claims, not a day goes by that I don't Google something, anything. If I was in ninth grade today, I could easily have used my smartphone to find instructions for the bread, watched a YouTube video to see how to knead the dough properly, and maybe even documented my experience on Instagram or Facebook or for a blog for others to see and learn from. I agree that it's time to harness the tools of discovery for educational use beyond what the latest trends are or what the latest gossip is. During our 20% project for EDL 630, the biggest thing I've learned about learning through discovery from a professional perspective is that there are so many resources out there. It's made me realize that a very important skill to teach students is the process of starting broad and narrowing things down as you go. In my work, I've found a vast variety of resources, so narrowing things down has been an important part of my process. Checking the validity of sources, cross-checking facts with different resources, cataloging the resources somewhere, and also narrowing down my own questions. For my project, cross-checking facts has been very important. I'm learning how to brew beer, and a big part of success is not making anyone sick. Also, there are different types of beer, so I started very broad, but then had to get pretty narrow to find specific rules for making the beer I ended up choosing. When looking at my learning through discovery from a personal perspective, as a person, this has just been really fun and also empowering. I'm learning things I never considered before, and I feel like I'll finally be able to keep up in the conversations with my dad and brothers about brewing and beers. At times I face things I don't really understand, but then I feel even better once I figure it out, because I did it on my own. I really love the fact that we're all communicating on this project, because it allows me as a student to learn much more than one teacher could teach me. I'm learning about making salsa, dancing the salsa, and surfing all at the same time. I've never seen a course like that in any educational setting. Watching other students' thinking processes and research has also been interesting too. Not everyone learns the same, and while some have relied heavily on human interaction, others have mostly researched online and everywhere in between. This alone is a valuable learning experience for students to have their own learning validated by their teacher and their peers, as well as actively validating the work of others to see that everyone can meet a goal in different ways. I hope that more teachers adopt this process for at least part of their course. That's all for today. Thanks again for tuning in. My name is Jessica Bellacci, and you can find me on Twitter as Jess Bellacci, B-I-L-L-E-C-I, or read my blog at jessicabellacci.weebly.com.